Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo, yo, what's popping, y'all?
Hey, hey, we are back. Are live.
We are back in the building.
The building.
We are Shift Real Talk TV.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And y'all, so first of all, I want to say hello to Kimberly Scott. What's up, girl?
Kim!
And Ashley are on the line. Listen, if this is your first time joining us here on Shift Real Talk TV, we are Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, and we air every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time.
And our motto is, we're keeping it real, is keeping it right.
You got to do it.
You got to do
you
it.
Just gotta
we
do
talk
it.
A lot of shift.
We talk a lot of shift.
Thank you, Ashley, for that one.
All right. So listen, I am excited today because today we have a special gift.
Yes.
And our hot topic comes from Her Life Story. So I'm gonna pull this bio up real quick because this lady is a true artist. And if you know me,
Ashley, she's a real artist. Okay, she's an up and coming.
She's up and coming artist.
She's actually gonna be featured on my single. So look out for the single. Definitely, she's gonna be featured on it. She's been in plays out here.
Okay, wait.
Okay, I'm doing a bio without reading it. I'm sorry. I'm excited to have her here tonight, y'all. For real, this is gonna be a dope show.
Okay, can I get it back?
I just cut her off. All right.
Thank you, Boo. Okay, so this is a true artist. She says, I'm passionate about my gift and every opportunity given to minister and touch others. Singing is just that without a testimony. #TiffanySings God is good. Now, I already said who she is. She is a native of Houston, Texas, okay? She graduated from the Southern University and A&M College in Baton Rouge with her bachelor's in art.
Baton Rouge, baby.
She don't play. Texas All-State Choir is a choir that she was affiliated with in 2023 and placed sixth chair, first soprano. Oh, honey, you a first soprano? Oh, we gonna get
in high school. I was.
Look, you still is. Okay, Tiffany serves as the director and praise and worship leader for The Hill, Pleasant Hill Church of Deliverance in La Porte, Texas, where Pastor Gene and Lady Gail Johnson are the head of the house. All right. She's been in groups such as Anthony Macbeth and the United Praise Chorale in Houston, Brian Dunlap, that's a friend of mine, Brian Dunlap and Total Praise in Houston, background vocalist for Anita Morgan, y'all check this out, background for Dorinda Clark Cole in Baton Rouge. You know, if she did anything for Dorinda Clark, she got to be a bad girl.
Yeah, one time when she came to Baton Rouge, so, you know, I had to.
It only takes once. It only takes once. She has sung with Timothy Britton and Shabak and Houston's Fifth Sunday Choir. Y'all listen, this bio is deep, okay? Like I said, she's a true artist. Vocalist of All People's you did a funeral home.
I'm still working with All People's funeral home. Miss Debbie Ali.
Yes.
One of the best in Houston.
All right, so listen, I'm going to skip down just a little bit. We're going to get back into some of this, but she is a straight up artist because she has done theater. And some of the ones that I want to make sure that I say is I went to the Music Hotel and saw her in one of Annie Johnson's AWJ productions. She has been in several others, but we're going to talk about some of that later. She's been in movies. Y'all listen, we are interested in everything that she has going on. We want the gift. And we are more than happy to welcome today Miss Tiffany R.
Sings.
Thank you for saying the R.
Yes.
Wait a minute. R, period.
Okay, with a T, period.
Thank you guys so much for this opportunity. As you read in my bio, every opportunity is very, it's a blessing from God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I take it seriously, so I was honored to accept.
Thank you.
I bet y'all didn't know all this stuff, huh?
No.
Oh, you know what else I didn't know?
What?
That me and your mama have the same first name.
Right.
You never told me that.
I think I told you in rehearsal one day, and I don't think you heard me. It was recently after we talked.
It's so rare.
Yeah.
To hear another Alma.
Yes.
So tell her I love her.
Yes, I will. my mom.
Rashad Cummins. Who's that? He said it's such an honor to know this woman.
Richard Cross. Hey, Richard.
All right, so listen.
I'm so honored to know her.
Yes, me too. Today's hot topic, behind my scars.
Yes.
So we're going to get into it. So, tell us a little bit about that.
So before you get in, this is Shiv Real Talk, you know, and she getting ready for chick chat. You know, she just forgot I was sitting over here. So wait a minute. Hold on.
My bad, boo.
Wait a minute.
I'm not used to being so far from
you. I know. I understand. It's okay. I'm going to connect you back.
Okay.
So listen, y'all, before we get deep into it, because I want to slow cook this meal here.
Oh.
I want to slow cook this meal.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, first and foremost, how did you get started? You know, what was it, your inspiration, and what mm-hmm. started you to really to go forth in what you do?
Well, first I'll say I came from a singing and preaching family.
Mm-hmm.
My father, Reverend Ronald Mosley. My mother is a pastor now as well, Pastor Alma Rowe. She played the piano while my sister and I were younger, and we would, you know, sing in church, and that's just what it was. You know, we didn't want to go, we had to go.
Yeah.
I was dragging my feet one Sunday. My mom said, I'm about to leave you. And I was running down the street with my shoes.
Oh my gosh, you left for real.
Yes, yes, yes. So, that's, you know, how childhood was, you know, going to church, you know, getting to know God and singing. My mother said I started singing at 4. I remember 5.
Okay.
I believe my first solo was either Blessed Assurance or His Eyes on the Sparrow.
You know what? I'm going to ask you to sing it a little bit a little later. I'm going to ask you to do Acapulco for us a little later. But one thing a lot of people, and my wife, she's going to come in. One thing a lot of people don't realize in church, especially in the church, is that sometimes when we're up there singing, they don't really understand the pain that we go through or the pain that we went through. So we're up there ministering, sometimes hurt.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we're ministering with scars.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we're ministering correct me if I'm wrong, and this is real talk, so we're going to keep it real.
Right.
Sometimes they really expect you to push through that for the purpose of religion.
Yes.
They expect us to push through the pain. And how was that for you?
I don't think we have enough time for all of it. but there were instances where I still had to minister and had, you know, just finished crying, you know, before I got into the church, or, you know, the night before I was up all night trying to figure out how things were going to get done. And we sing about God, and I think a shift happened for me about maybe 5 years ago, where he said, "I've always been here."
Wow.
But I let you do it how you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I say, okay, you know what? I'm gonna let you do it, God. Because a lot of things that we do decide to do, we do it. And something already told us, or, you know, I say something, the Holy Spirit, God already told us or showed us, that's not the way that I want you to, but because it's comfortable or because we're fearful, we stay where we shouldn't be, or we do things we shouldn't do. And so a lot of that hurt we bring upon ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
And so since we're talking real, you know.
Yes.
we do have to talk about how we allow things, we bring hurt upon ourselves.
Okay, talk about it.
And so when you ask me, you know, no, I think people see that picture and they're scared to ask because, you know, they don't want to confront their own hurts. Mm. They don't want to reflect or self-reflect. So when she asked me about that picture, yes, and I had people ask me about, hey, what does that mean? You know, no, that's not my real face. Yeah. But when we are continuously allowing ourselves to do things, we're putting more scratches,
right,
more scars,
yeah,
on ourselves. But God is, he's always been there.
Yeah,
we just have to relinquish those things so he can actually really save us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, we're going to church for years and years, but we're, yeah, still carrying hurt. Mm-hmm. We're still doing things that are inflicting, you know, hurt upon ourselves.
Right.
And he's like, I'm waiting.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm here to really save you from yourself because you don't have the answers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Our answers are not his.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So every time we're trying to do it, we're causing more hurt and pain.
And he's right there with us.
Yeah.
When you sent that picture, it immediately said to me, and it was like a level of respect, because we say this all the time, most people don't want you to see that ugly side of themselves,
mm-hmm,
especially in relationships.
Right.
Mm-mm. So, but when you sent that picture, it was like, look, I'm ready to face who,
right,
I am.
Right.
I'm ready to unveil my scars.
Take and just like, this is me.
Right.
This is Tiff R. Sings.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? This is who I am.
Flaws and all.
Flaws and all.
Yeah.
But, well, it's easy to do when people have already been talking about you anyway.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. You said it.
So when you are the topic, okay? Mm.
Yeah.
When your mistakes have been made known, or what you've done is, wow, not the popular thing to do,
mm-hmm,
it's easy to do it,
right? Okay.
You know, because people who got things in secret, they're showing the pretty picture.
Yes. Right.
So I don't want to show you my ugly picture, because,
yeah,
all you know is the pretty stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But when people make it easier for you because they're already talking about you, they're already judging you,
mm-hmm,
it's easy.
Right. Now, let me tell you, when I said, Tiffany, I need you to send me a picture, and you sent me that picture, no one has ever done that.
Yeah.
Not even moi.
Yeah.
Because, baby, I will flip and flip and flip until, yeah, I see a good, good picture.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me a picture where it was like, I got brokenness on me.
Right.
And I couldn't believe it.
I know you were like,
I know you meant to send it. So it wasn't, right, like, did she mean to send this?
And that is my cover art for my latest single.
Wow.
You, okay, Saved Me From Myself.
You
so
saved me from myself.
Shout out to Beethoven, my producer, Bae.
Okay. All right, okay, shout out.
Robert Beethoven Garrett, he's on the line. I do see Lady Gail. Hey, Lady Gail of the Hill, she's on.
All right, okay.
Hello, of the Hill. Let's,
yes,
let's shout out to the Hill,
yes,
for sure. We have a couple of comments. We like to talk back. So, like she said, Lady Gail, kisses, kisses. Richard Cross, is it Crossing?
Crossing.
Crossing. He says, today's prices ain't going to be tomorrow's prices, folks. LOL.
Yeah.
He said, you going up.
Yeah, shout out to Richard Crossing.
Yes.
I couldn't put everything on my bio. He's has a Life After Life Productions company.
Okay.
I'm actually helping co-write a play.
So, okay, you shout out as we go.
Okay.
Because it's,
okay,
a lot.
You, yeah,
you have an amazing gift that God has given you. And on top of that, you have, your bio shows it. Some
Thank
people
you.
Have it, and it's like, what have you done? and it'd be like this. Ah.
But I guess I'm more so impressed with not just your bio. I'm impressed with really how you minister. When I watch you every Sunday, I promise, not even just Sunday, when I seen you at the play, it was like you became,
yeah,
the song you were singing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like,
God,
when you minister, like I said before, we was, you know, rewinding a little bit, you know, a lot of us really don't want the ugly side of us to be seen. So,
right,
what we do is, you know, instead of really understanding who we are, when we get in relationships, we don't know who we are and we want somebody else to fall in love with the person we don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or the person we don't like.
Or the person we don't even like.
Right.
We don't like this person, but we want somebody else to love us for ourselves.
Yes.
But the first love has to come from loving yourself.
Absolutely.
So if you don't love yourself, you can't expect somebody else to love who you don't love.
And we definitely will talk about that. Self-love is very important in any relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, dating, friendships, church, you know, relationships.
Absolutely.
Because when you're in these different situations, if you don't know who you are, something somebody says can just take you left.
Yeah.
And speaking back on that, when you were saying it's easy to put it out there because you're already the topic, Ashley, she says sometimes freedom isn't free. And that's all right. But it was another one. She says, ha, when people try to condemn you and they actually released you.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. So in that, you know, when people do make you the topic and in a negative way, right, they're actually bringing you up.
Yeah.
So I don't share because y'all didn't know any of that stuff.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Because my mother, shout out to Pastor Alma Rose, she always said, I don't want you, because of your gift, for you to think that you're above anybody, mm-hmm, because God gave you that gift. Okay. And so I've always had that in my mind. And so I always sometimes hold back my gift.
I've noticed.
Yes.
I'm working on that. Yeah. And Beethoven's on land, he'd be like, don't do that. I know you're holding back. Yeah. But because I don't want people to think I'm trying to overshadow anybody. You know what I'm saying?
That only happens in the church. Well. Because when you're on the stage, if Beyonce held back or if any of those artists held back, we'd be mad because the concert didn't hit.
Right.
I spent my money to come here
and
you held back. But I want to go back to what is behind the scars.
So, this will be the first time live. I think I used to have a show and I talked a little bit about it. Growing up, let's be real. I'm a chocolate girl. I'm a chocolate woman. And I was thick all my life. And so those two things, if you wasn't lighter than a paper bag or if you was, you know, over a size 6, you were not in, you were not important. I'll just say that.
Okay.
And we still have that today. So as an educator, as my profession, I try to encourage the girls. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care, you know, what size you are. You have purpose.
Right.
Because if we don't know from a young age we have purpose, and all we see, especially with today's society, Instagram, social media and everything, we're comparing ourselves to what, you know, the world is calling popular. Mm. So if you don't know who you are, you'll do anything to be accepted. And so talking about doing anything, wanting to be accepted from the wrong people, because people can say, oh, I love you, and they really don't.
Right.
But how do you know if they're real or not if you don't know yourself and you don't have that self-love?
Wow. Yeah.
You know, so being the chubby girl, being a brown skin, but one thing I always said in my mind, y'all can't sing better than me, though.
Come on now.
You know what? I'm going to use this gift of singing. That was always, I'm going to use my singing.
Yeah.
Because I'll have to reference Lizzo, right?
Uh-huh.
I love Lizzo. Hey, I sing praise and worship, but I love her message.
Right.
Because she went through the same thing. She talked about how she was made fun of and because she was a big girl. But she can play the heck out of that. Well, she played at the flute, right?
Uh-huh.
And her lyrics and her energy, right? So everybody has a place in this world.
Right.
But if you don't know that, you know, you think you got to be in this clique or that clique.
Right.
So that's where it started, and the insecurities began.
Yeah.
Because in our community, in our black community, is still, even right now, if you not light skin, you know, you're kind of the second pick.
Wow.
I don't care who you still. And that's fine. We got people that, you know, they still, that's their preference. People have preferences, right?
Right.
But I still saw that and still see that even in my 30s. So we have to, as believers and motivators like I am, not show favoritism. You know, especially me being an educator, you got to minister to those kids.
Yeah.
Because they're getting beaten down by words, verbally, physically, and mentally, you know. And so sharing that in our community.
Right.
You have purpose. I don't care how you look.
Come on.
I want to touch on a little bit of what you said, because it's so important, especially for those out here who are watching. She's right. When you really, my wife always asks this question to a lot of women. When she counsels women, the first question she asks them is, Who are you? And you know, most women say, stop after thinking, they stop, because they'll do all this, you know, and he did, and she did this, and she went, okay, wait a minute, but who right. are you? And the right. first thing, and the first response to them is like, I don't know.
Right.
So, but the point is, it goes back to really not knowing your purpose, because a lot of times when you don't know who you are, you obviously don't know your purpose.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what we do is, not knowing our purpose, we settle for things less than what God has for us.
Yes.
Wow.
We put ourselves in a situation to cover for what we don't know.
Right.
And it's always important that we get, see, the thing is, the Bible lets us know that we have to be skilled in certain things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to operate in a level of greatness.
Right.
Then we have to get the information, and yes. then we have to execute the information.
Absolutely.
So what you do is, you have to get the knowledge, get the understanding, and then execute the understanding.
Yes.
So my point is getting the knowledge, mm-hmm. meaning that there is certain people that we have to place ourselves around.
Come on.
So being that we were in the church, my question to you is, when you were going to these levels of pain or these levels of,
yeah.
where was the church?
I still don't talk much. I always just kind of kept things in.
Gotcha.
Or I had my couple of friends that I would, you know, share things with, because I did find with sharing things with people in the church, they spread yeah. your business.
Got you.
So real talk.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we got people that love to share your business,
mm-hmm.
but not theirs.
Mm. Yes.
They love to share your flaws, but not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I learned how broken we really are,
yeah.
as a people,
mm-hmm.
that we love to share other people's problems, but really not talk about our own. I just like, you know what? And then the pressure of you're in leadership, right?
Right.
And so that's another thing, because you're in leadership. You're responsible
mm-hmm.
for being that person,
right?
For God using you to bring the Holy Spirit in. You don't know who's coming through that door,
right?
So you don't want to share, because you don't want people to see you in another way,
right?
So it's all those things, you know.
Gotcha.
But still holding fast to my grandmother. She passed in 19, but I would talk with her.
Mm.
You know, my sister, different people that I found I could trust, like some of my friends, Siobhan and Maquetta,
yeah.
From my home church. You know, those people that you know you can count on.
Gotcha.
Right. And that's important too. Know who you can share with.
Right.
Know who you can trust, because mm-hmm. there are still broken people in the church.
Yeah.
So God was there, but I still was trying to do it my way.
Got you.
So I knew from a little girl, when I had dreams as a teenager, I saw myself in dreams ministering to thousands of people, big auditoriums.
Right.
But I didn't know how I was going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but because of some decisions I chose to make and the people I chose to be around, it took me a little bit longer.
Okay, so what do you think were some of the driving forces behind some of the decisions you made?
Like the just the insecurities. Okay, so wanting to be accepted.
Right.
Wanting to feel love because, you know, when you're beaten down a lot.
Yeah.
bullied in a sense, you know, bullied in school because right. that's still going on. Alienated, you're looking for acceptance from somebody.
Okay.
You know, right. somebody you can cling on to.
Right. Yeah.
But when you cling on, is that the right person or people you need to be clinging to? Because that can cause more damage. So I think young ladies these days, and I still see it as a message, you know, don't cling on to the first person you see. You know, you have to pray and say, God, lead me.
Come on.
Lead me. Right. To, you know, is this person the right person?
Yes.
So one, I'm sorry. I want to kind of help you get a little deeper. So I'm going to give you a little story.
Pull it out of you.
Yeah. So when I was trying to find my way and I didn't know who I was, because before we was dating at the time.
Uh-huh.
And we were dating. Now, mind you, we met in the church. She was the choir director and I was the musician.
Okay.
I was the minister of music. And we had to talk.
Right.
So because I had to get the songs from her. So we had to talk.
I had to give him my number.
So right. we had to talk. So because we had to talk, we started talking a little more.
Yeah.
And a little more.
Yeah.
But the point that at that time of our life when we got together, we both were in really bad places.
My God. Right.
We were in bad places. Like yes. seriously, I didn't know who I was. I was all over the place. I was dating Tom.
Lord. Oh, Lord. Tamisha.
Tamisha. Tamisha, Denisha, and
Harrietta.
Yeah. So, Bonnie, right? So, I was out there.
Right.
That was my level because, mm-hmm. like I said, we got together, but we broke up. But my way to find myself was to learn everything she was telling me through other women.
And he didn't even know.
I didn't even know because she was like, you don't hold a dog. You don't do this. And I'm like, I don't hold. I'm Jesse Moore. You know who I play for?
Right.
You know who I play for?
This the thing, though. Think Like a Man had just came out.
Right? Oh, wow.
So I was like, I didn't want to be the chirp girl.
Right.
Girl, I tried it. I wanted to see what kind of girl was out to him.
That, right.
I mean, okay.
She was my friend. That's how I looked at her as my friend.
Dude.
So I respected her.
But you still had to open the door for her.
Tip.
I didn't.
His time. That's why you got to be careful when you're in a relationship that you know exactly what you did and don't lie and stuff. Right. Because when you can't remember the time frame in which things happen. Baby, we was in a full-blown relationship. We was living together and everything at the time. Because I remember.
We were shacking. We were shacking.
Yes, we were. And we don't condone it.
No, we don't do it.
No, we don't.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know. Plus, it's a really bad idea. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But we went out to his truck.
Mm-hmm.
I stood by the door.
And
he
waited.
Got in the truck. And he said, what you doing? I said, you're not going to open my door? He was like, you got hands. I said, I cannot believe it. And I was, let me tell you something. That movie hit me.
Right. Like,
to the point where I wanted to try this. And I was so sad.
Right.
I was mad at him because he did not do what that movie suggested he was supposed to do with me standing right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not. He didn't even.
Did you not
girl,
do
he
it?
He didn't even chirp me.
Did you let him drive off?
No, she got in the car.
I think we was going to get something to eat. I might have been hungry that day.
I'll say, I posted a picture the other day. And the message was everything that happened had to happen.
It had to.
I don't think people are bad people.
Uh-huh.
I think that the place where they are, when you begin to grow, they don't grow with you. Because, you know, people are for a certain season. But your tribe, I'll say your tribe, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be able to be with you from here all the way up.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, I got to wonder, are you good right here?
Right.
Are you jealous of me because I'm going up?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because that's who you got to be with. Man. And it's not just romantic relationship. Right. It's church. It's work. You know what I'm saying?
It's everything. Period. Yeah, it's
are you good enough?
Life.
Or right. Are you part of my destiny? Are right. you part of my tribe destiny?
Come on. I like
because
that.
If you're not, and we going, you know, we going up, right?
Right.
And you poking holes in the boat, you know, behind my back.
Right.
We going to sink.
Yeah.
So, God, please surround me with my real tribe. That right. That's what it is.
Okay.
These women, wait, I'll get the.
Babe, you cut me off twice
I'm
now.
Sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, because you might forget.
That's my boy. So, I really, and it's nothing against Houston. Because I love the city.
I do too. I actually like
Houston. But I see a lot of Houston women who have this gift of endurance.
Oh my goodness.
Even in the midst of bad.
The storm.
They have a gift of endurance.
So.
What is that?
It's called the ride or die. It's called the south side. It's called. It's called the north side. We're okay. holding it down. It's called we ride or die. Right?
I see.
Regardless. No matter what.
So where are y'all from?
I'm from New Atlanta.
New York, Atlanta.
Okay, so you know about the South.
I know about the South, but we have a little difference. Like, at some point, I'm just being real. At some point, you're going to get your tire. No, well, actually, you know what? Atlanta, we might do tires, but you're going to get, I'm going to express what I've experienced with Bay over here. You might get all of your button downs. All the buttons cut off the front, so when you get ready to go to church Sunday, you don't have no shirts to wear, or you might get every left shoe thrown in a dumpster. You might get bleach on your keyboard. Ooh. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about.
Right, right.
You might get your TV scraped up. Jesse Moore is blank, blankety, blank, right. blank. You know, you might get all of that in Atlanta, because at some point we like, you know what? I gave you 100 in the beginning. You dwindled down to zero. You're not finna keep doing me like this, but I just saw a different breed of women here in Houston. The endurance is amazing.
It is very amazing. And I think that in Texas, right? We down home, you know, we cooking, we cleaning, you know, I'm gonna say hi, I can't talk to everybody.
Yeah.
And we were taught, stick it out. You know Woo! What I'm saying? I don't care. Up and down, on the corner, to the Marriott,
my geez.
Dragging on your knees, but getting pulled. So baby. Don't leave me.
This was actually what was taught.
Yes.
That makes the difference.
Because I think that in church, let's go back to church, okay. right?
Because this is the Bible Belt state.
Right. I don't care what you're going through. You better stay.
Wow.
You better stay. You know, this is what we had to do. This is what, you know, my grandmother's generation. This is what we had to do. This is what we had to endure. And you got to stay.
Wow. So you got to stay.
I don't care if your finger get cut off. Stay. I don't care if... You know, you start.
If he cheat,
yes.
I've seen cheat. If he bring a baby into the house.
And some people choose to stay, and that's their decision. You know what
I'm
saying?
And I'm not saying that's just Houston. I'm not saying that's just Texas.
No, I've seen it a lot here in Houston.
We've seen it a lot
here. I've dealt with a lot of women.
And he's been, yeah. Squeeze, I hope you ain't dealt with none in Houston. Let's talk about it.
No, I'm just saying I've seen these women in Houston.
Look, I'm like, let's talk about it. We've been married since we've been in.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, but I've seen, because I have a lot of people that I've been in contact with, and I've seen guys have babies with girls that they don't even want to be with.
Lady Gail says, baby, I tell you to go.
Yeah, exactly. Get the heck on.
So listen, let me go ahead and give some shout outs here. We have Gladys Riley on the line.
What up, Gladys?
Mia. I already said Ashley. We have Beethoven on the line.
That's
Bay.
That's Bay. We got to meet Bay.
What's up, Bay? Okay, let's get on down here. We have, Kenya Mary. Kenya says, oh, yes.
What's up, Kenya?
Kenya, we have Kia Thompson on the line. Keisha and Scooter is definitely on the line.
That's my peoples.
Absolutely.
From the ATL.
Annie Johnson is on the line.
Hey, Miss Johnson.
Yes, we love you. And listen, like I said before, I'm a shameless plug. If you have not went to see an AWJ production, you have missed out, honey. Let me tell you, I have been to two. And, okay, I'm just going to say this real quick. Okay.
Hold up. Before you say that.
Okay.
Don't go to Miss Annie Johnson and you not ready to get cut and ripped up.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Because she done ripped me up a few times.
You know what? That's why her play's good. Now, let me tell you.
But she teaches
she
you.
She pushes
lot.
You. Yeah.
But let me tell you.
That's how a lot of musicians in New York will tell you.
Yeah.
I threw mics. I did.
Yeah.
But so they thank me today.
Now, they don't know the half. But let me tell you. Now, this is so interesting. It's a church that we're affiliated with, the Sanctuary, and there's a lady there named Miss Sheila Cotton. So she found out I was going to Miss Annie Johnson's play. She was like, oh my God, that's my friend. I love her. Tell her I said hi. So now Miss Annie Johnson is walking through. She's looked like she is calm as calm could be right. On production day, baby. She's walking through, yes. And everything. And I just, I was like, okay, I have to tell her what Miss Sheila said. So I said, excuse me. And she turned around. She was so pleasant. She said, yes. I said, okay. I said, I'm Miss Sheila Johnson's, one of her girls. She told me to tell. She was like, oh, Sheila. She was so humble. She was so sweet.
Yes.
But you know, Erica Bolden is my girl.
Yes.
Erica, I told her about this. She said, yes, she is. She said, but don't do that backstage. Not on,
exactly. Don't do that backstage.
Not on game day. She said, we already know.
Okay, back to the regular scheduled program. Because because we'll get cut. The hour goes fast.
Yeah,
I promise
it does.
You.
It does.
It's 8:40.
Yes, because I have to I have to release this roaring lion to at least give us a bar of it is well or something. So I want to leave time for that. But but before we get there, listen, because this is so important. I want to go back a little bit to the topic at hand here.
Okay. Let's get back on topic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to segue real quick.
She segued, but thank you for the plug. But Miss Ann, hopefully we can do something with her. You know,
and shout out to Erica Bolden. I've learned so much from you.
Erica B, that's my girl.
And I just see so much strength in her.
Yeah, we was in our very first play together.
Yeah.
And she just took off.
Yeah, I admire her. And Micaiah is just a lot of people that I've learned from. Mm-hmm. To all the cast, I love everybody.
Absolutely, yes.
So you're around a lot of young women because you're an educator. You're around a lot of young women,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times, our character has been measured by society.
Absolutely.
Our character actually has been measured by our grades level in school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you are a C or D student, then this is what they deem you to be, this not too bright student.
Right.
But what we don't understand, so how would you tell somebody who really is kind of, because a lot of times, because of the social media, we're scared to really be who we are.
Absolutely.
You're scared of that.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you encourage these young ladies to let them know that you're not judged by social media? You know, what would you tell?
It's kind of, you know, teaching the nowadays is more than just teaching the curriculum, right?
Absolutely.
I have to go in mom mode most of the time, or that big sister mode. And I have to stop out when I drive out. I got to stop my car and I get off the ground.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Stop twerking.
Yes. Thank you.
Ain't nobody going to want to deal with you and you twerking. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Because,
not the right people.
Right. Because the parents that are coming up now.
Our kids themselves.
Right. They're not teaching them this, stuff, you know. So it's like they can do what they want to do.
Right.
They're going on the corner. You know, they doing whatever with these boys, especially I'm in middle school, right?
Yes. Oh, my.
They're allowing them to be outside after, 10 p.m., all kinds of things that we weren't allowed to do.
We had the street light.
Right. And so you have to, you got to teach the lesson, but you have to be a motivator. You got to be an encourager. You have to teach them life lessons.
Yes.
I'm like, I sometimes in class, okay, you know what? Y'all close the math book.
Yeah,
right.
Gotcha.
Let me tell y'all this.
if you don't do this, you're going to be in jail or you're going to be dead.
Yeah, and you can't. And you gotta
tell them that, because they don't understand why we need to learn this math. It's more than the math, right? Because if you get out there and you get to high school and up and you can't count, you're gonna be depressed, and then something gonna happen. You're gonna turn to the street, or you're gonna turn to something else.
Yeah.
And I
you're not equipped.
Yeah. And I honestly believe that is what church is about, because we've made church so religious until we made it the worship service, until mm-hmm. we made it
right
the altar call, until we made it the altar call is important because mm-hmm. you know, we're bringing people to Christ, but we've made it the offering, we've made it we have to run the building, we've made right. it, but we don't establish the relationship with the people who we are supposedly right. in ministry with. So stuff like that to me is ministry,
right?
Because it's needed.
Yes, and you know
it is
what?
Needed.
When I think about what we were talking about earlier, about how you had to minister sometimes after just coming out of the car crying.
Right.
You had to minister sometimes, like, after you was up all night, trying to figure out how me and my baby going to make it through, you know, this next season or whatever. And I can attest to that, because I remember the very first time I felt like that I was just somebody that you wanted to make sure was there, because right. I was leading praise and worship, or I was over the youth choir, or right. something like that. I was homeless. Mm. And that's how he and I end up getting into the bond that we have, because I was homeless and I had my son. He was young then. And it was like, I didn't have a ride home. Mm. Sometimes I didn't know if I was going to have money to get on the MARTA bus in Atlanta. And I would make it there, though.
Right.
I never really knew how I was going to get home.
Wow.
And she was a choir director.
So everybody had a car. I didn't want to stop her.
Uh-huh.
But, okay, that ain't what's happening over at the Hill. Let me say that.
Right? Hey.
So.
That's good.
I have never.
Come on.
That's why I reference them. I always tell people, if you're doing good, I'm going to say something about it.
Right.
At the Hill, that ain't the story.
Uh-huh.
Because they gonna help you if your car broke down. Amen. If you in a position, even if you're not in a position, right. they gonna help you.
Right.
We got too many churches
protocol
that know people going through stuff, mm-hmm. but they haven't asked them, do you need us to help you with this?
I'm talking about knew it, because the MARTA train station was right across right. the street, and they would see me at night going across the street, and sometimes my pride was kind of high at the time. I would go across the street acting like I'm going home, knowing that the last train or the last bus was going to stop at a certain time, and if we missed it because rehearsal, because in Atlanta,
right.
they don't play. They rehearse. You'll be rehearsing until 10, 11 o'clock at night. They don't care. They want to rehearse to get these songs right. So it was like I would suffer through it. And in my mind, yeah, I'm trying to rehearse, but I'm also thinking, how in the world is TJ and I mean, how are we going to get home? Like, I don't even, and then I would be like, you know, believing, Lord, I know you're going to have somebody probably slip me a little gift in my hand.
And I do understand that, right? Because you're in a position, you don't want to ask somebody for something. But when you are in church, so let's go here.
Okay, come on.
If you're in leadership, you're the pastor, you're a deacon or whatever you are, right? And that, you know, God, you say mm-hmm. God called you to that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you should be able to discern.
There should be a level of discernment, right?
That this person is going through, right? Without you even saying anything. Because I can feel, I'm not, you know, a pastor or anything, but I can feel people's spirit when they're down or they, mm-hmm. you know, there should be a level of discernment in the house at the church, especially right. you were the praise and worship leader. Mm-hmm. Somebody should have been able to pick up that you needed help. Or she's not right today.
And he came and he was like, nobody, you know what I'm saying? Gonna take you home. And I was like, nah, not really. But see, my pride came from the fact that I was raised in a household where my mom said, you don't put your dirty laundry out there. You don't let everybody know what's going on with you. You know,
and so you wouldn't have to.
I wouldn't ask.
If the people are called.
Hmm.
And I have a true relationship with God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have to ask you, because I can feel your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you walk in. But that's a whole nother show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Run to the hill for this coming for your head. Come on, come on. I'm like, bae. They say run to the hill for which cometh your help. Yeah,
they let her. They let her.
My God.
And it was at night. So I said, wait a minute. All these people, they were getting their cars. Beep, beep, blow out.
And I be walking across.
So let me help you right here. Let me help you right here, brother. I heard what she wouldn't open the door for her, but God was working on you right then.
Oh, he was working.
Because he was like, oh, hold up.
Yeah.
He and felt for you,
sure,
right?
And made sure from that point on, I always had her. I never worried at that point. It was like, and the thing is, we weren't even in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know this guy.
Right.
He just came. Right. And he wasn't that nice to, like he said, he throw mics. He wasn't throwing them back then, but you could tell he was almost up, you know.
I could tell he right now, like.
Yes.
Oh, God has really done a deliverance. He had done a work in me. I'm telling you.
Right. Cause he's still like feisty. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But see, the people that he were in that way, that he was hard on like that, they come back right now. And say, but anyway, that's a whole other story. But listen, we were still talking about behind your pain.
Yeah, wait, I got behind a question. Your scars. I got
because we didn't want to get too
far. No. Okay, I want to ask this last question and we're going to wrap up. I want to ask this last question. Now, this is a very important question. And this is actually a situation that we dealt with. And I know you probably may have to deal with it coming up. But mm-hmm. when there is a child like you have that was conceived.
Mm-hmm.
Now, babe.
So let's go back. I was married to his father.
Got you.
Knew good person. We knew each other from high school. But a shift happened in me.
Mm-hmm.
So a shift happened in me, mm-hmm. and God told me I would need it to go up, but I wasn't going up because he was complacent with where he was at that time.
Yeah.
So I had to make a decision because I wouldn't be sitting here right now with y'all. Wow. I know that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And when people see you and, you know, oh, she was married and she left and she got the baby and you don't understand, but now I'm sure people can see.
Yeah, you don't know what was behind all of that.
People can see where I have come from.
Right.
Because I know I wouldn't be sitting right here.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have met Beethoven at J.R. Richard's homegoing, the former Astro player.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have had other opportunities. I would not be here. I wouldn't be at the Empowerment Center. I'm there, you know, at 9 at their service. So, you know, we have to, it took a step of faith, right? Because I already knew, oh, people coming for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm a praise and worship leader, but people going to be coming for me. So
wow.
That strength had to build up in me because I know where God told me I'm supposed to be.
Right.
So if the people I'm around, it goes back to if the people I'm around are not going with me, then I have to make a decision because time is ticking.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't give me this gift to stay here.
Right.
So that's where I was. A shift happened in me. My grandmother passed. And after that, it was kind of like, Grandma said I'm supposed to be doing this. God, you said, but how am I going to get there?
Right.
But I can't get there if I'm depressed. I can't get there if I'm, at the time, 330 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what?
Yeah. So we might need a part two to this. But we can't move if we're weighted down.
Right.
Physically,
yeah.
Mentally, emotionally, mm-hmm. and spiritually. We can't move if we weighted down. So I had to move. And so I don't explain that to people because they going to get it or they not going to get it.
That's right.
They going to talk or they not going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I see the progression and I see where God has taken me.
Yeah.
Because I took that leap of faith.
And I see that out of everything that you've gone through, I see strength. I see strength. After you don't, do you even know how strong you just came?
I don't.
I don't believe you, because you know what? You're so genuine in what you say and how you do it and how you sing. It's like the genuineness is there. And I have to tell you, you came strong right there. You was like, either they gonna get it or they not. We need to put that on a t-shirt. Either they gonna get it or they not. You know, either they gonna talk about me or they not.
Right.
I've been through that already.
If you are looking at statistics and how many people commit suicide.
Come on.
Because they've allowed what people say to drive their life.
Or what people do. Come on.
So, I don't judge. Right? If you say you're living this lifestyle, okay, but just don't talk about it with me because I don't agree. Right?
Right.
But I still love you.
Right.
But you know what the word says. So when that person is ready to do the right thing according to God's word and God shifts in them, you haven't turned them off. You haven't condemned them. You're still there, but you love them, right?
Right.
But we don't support the wrongdoing, but you don't judge at the same time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it has to happen for that person.
Yeah, it has to happen.
You can't make somebody change how they're living. You can't make somebody get what, you know, what you're trying to say until they're ready to get it.
So in that, then it's the last question that I want you to do a couple of bars for the people in the cheap seats. But it's not big because you segued into this question, because I'm really interested, because you have a son through your marriage.
Isaiah.
And that's my nephew. Sometimes I got to get him in rehearsal, but that's my nephew.
Former marriage.
In your former marriage, right? Yes. Yeah. Correct me. I mean it, but so how do you, as a single parent, how do you now transition when you have Bay in your life?
Mm-hmm.
How does the interaction, how do you allow the interaction for the figure of father, you know, to interact with your son?
So, you know, when God, you know, when God is there and it's good, right? Mm-hmm. Because things just kind of happen.
Okay.
I wasn't looking for Beethoven. I had even said, I'm not going to worry about recording. I'm just going to sing in church. You know, he produced my music, but okay. I was like, whatever.
Right.
We met at the funeral, and he came up to me and said, hey, can I get those 7 digits? It was funny. And I was like, it was funny, corny, but it was funny. And he said, nah, this may not be all about business.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay.
So, the best spicy.
Right. So he texts, and I'm telling him right off top, I got a son, da-da-da-da-da. I'm busy a lot. I sing. I'm a teacher, you know. Kind of brushed him off, right? But he met us when Isaiah was 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know how this was going to play out. You know right. what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. he has his own children. You know, he's been a father figure. And so he's there, but he doesn't override, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was difficult for him because he's like, I don't want to come in and like override, you know? And we're still just, you know,
right,
trying to figure things out. So I'll just say when God has something for you, he's going to have the pieces.
Pick up the there, pieces.
You know,
because
I know we got to go, but he'll have the pieces. And, and along the way, you'll see how everything fits together.
Right.
We're going to have to do something with you and Babe. We're going to have to do some dinner or something.
Absolutely.
Beethoven, we gonna have to hook up, man.
Speaking of Beethoven, he says God didn't put y'all together. That's why it didn't hold, honey.
Bass, get off this line.
He said that's why it didn't.
Sis, I like him already.
So listen,
I like him already.
We have come to a point where you said that no matter what you were going through, whether because being a brown chick, it kind of, you know, had its issues, and then your weight had its issues because you didn't fit into the status quo. Can you imagine if the world was just to allow everybody not to be a carbon copy of what they want and just to let us be who we are? This world would be beautiful. But anyway, you said that regardless of what, you knew I can sing.
Yeah, yeah. And what I know God showed me in dreams, you know, because I dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So God still said, even along the way, going singing at churches, ministers and pastors, yeah. you were called to do this. You have a gift. You're anointed.
Yeah.
So that helped me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so someone always along the way, don't you stop singing. And I had that in my mind.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I was like, you know what? I'm chocolate, I'm thick, or whatever.
But I can sing.
But y'all can't y'all sing me, though.
Come on now. So speaking of singing.
So speaking of singing, man. Just give us a couple of bars or something.
Please grace us.
Just a couple of bars
with your gifts.
Okay. So I'm going to do, my first, I think my first solo was Blessed Assurance.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. A little bit of that. Yeah, just give us a bars.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased by God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. Oh, the day long.
Hey,
come on. This is my story. Come on in the house.
I was trying to get my part. Come on in the house.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. There's a worship here. There's a worship out here. Come on.
My son he doesn't have any more working on it still. An infection. So I think he gave me a little bit of what he has. So.
That's all right, because that
I felt the glory. I felt the glory. I wanted to preach after that.
That's
come on.
It.
Hallelujah. Let the church say, yeah.
And that was perfect because this is your story.
Yes.
From behind the scars to now I'm in the front.
Right.
And I'm healed.
Right.
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
Yes.
You see what she done started here? She done started. She done started here. She done started us in here.
Come on, no more.
She done started us in here. Listen, y'all. Listen, y'all. This is definitely an honor to have the Tiffany R. Period Sings.
Yes. With a Z. Tiffany R. Sings.
We are so honored to have her. We're going to have to bring her back, y'all.
Yes.
Because we really kind of rushed tonight, but. And we kind of started to open up, but
so we can talk about those broken pieces.
Yes,
so
we want to dive in. We're gonna have to bring you back.
Definitely,
we gotta bring. I hope we can fit some time, and let's just let us know. And we gotta bring.
We have never brought a guest on without a part two. Seems like, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just too much. It's just too good.
Yeah, and definitely like with the stories, and those things, because eventually, one of my things is I want to have a home or a group for those. Girls who've been battered.
We need to talk.
And homeless and going through those things.
We definitely need to talk.
That's what we about, man.
Yeah.
We about that.
But
that's
I am
ministry.
So blessed.
That's ministry.
Y'all listen. This has been an extraordinary night for me, for sure, with Miss Tiffany R. Sings. Y'all listen, we are so elated that you have joined us tonight. If you have not already, go to Shift Real Talk TV on Facebook and follow us there. You will see all the videos we've done in the past. If you would like to be a guest on the show, then please put it in our inbox that you would like to be a guest and tell us a part of your story. We also have a YouTube channel, which is Shift Real Talk on YouTube. We also air every Sunday night at
Channel49TV.com.
Channel49TV.com, 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. It's an internet TV show, so God is streaming doing TV. Some things, streaming yeah. TV. And
so this episode will be airing.
Okay, so wait. I have one more thing that I have to share.
Okay.
Okay, so we have been doing Shift Real Talk, and we have now a sister talk show that branched off from Shift Real Talk. It is called The Real Talk Chicks. God has blessed me to find the right chicks. There you have it, folks. We got Ashley Barbie. We have Lady Free, which is me, and Lil Wendy. Y'all, so we gonna come with some real talk. And as you can see, it's rated for mature women only. Okay. Coming at you from all sides. We got one from New York. We got one from Atlanta. And well, I'll say I'm from Houston at this moment, you know. So we coming at you from all sides, right. And we talking chick chat.
Right.
And that's what it's about.
I will definitely
No, no, no. Yeah. You will be on the show. Trust.
You
got to be a guest. Yes. It's coming soon to you. So when I say y'all listen, I need y'all to go to this page and I need you to follow, like, especially the women. We're going to talk about some real women stuff.
Okay, cool.
Some of us stuff.
Right. Some of us.
So listen, y'all.
It's time to go, babe. Don't start up another podcast.
I wasn't gonna start up another podcast, but I feel Jesus in here.
Yes,
I feel the Holy Spirit. That's hallelujah. Right.
Come on now.
To you too. Yes. You know, it's important we motivate each other. Keep going.
Yes.
Keep showing your love for each other and keep pressing.
Thank you.
It reminds me, y'all, that wasn't on the sheet. I had a show, a podcast I did with Gospel Radio Nation.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped, you know what I'm saying? And so I don't have time now, but, keep going because you're helping people.
That's the whole desire to help somebody.
Yes. And I think that, and thank you for saying that, because one thing the enemy attacks is your consistency. So he puts things in front of you,
yes,
so that you can sway away from the consistency.
Yes. Right.
And that's what he tries to attack. So
and
I
another
God,
thing he attacks, I think you might have hit the board. But another thing he attacks for sure is our relationship.
Yes.
Because he does not desire us to be true to this, so we could tell people in honesty.
Right.
So we just decided that when good, bad, and ugly, we're gonna come on anyway.
I didn't think I hit it. I think it was the cute, like the time.
Oh. That was all cute, folks. We love you.
We love y'all.
I'm Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor J.
Until next Tuesday.
Peace. Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.